Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. John Lee Dumas, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Excited to have you on here today, sir. And I just have a few questions for you because here with the audience, we just gear our content towards millennials and towards creatives. So having you on is beyond a privilege and an honor. So first question I just want to go ahead and get to you is, because when I met with you originally, I met you at Podcast Movement, and I remember you told me to be purposeful, be purposeful, be purposeful. And that really stuck with me. So a question that I want to ask you is, in being purposeful, what pitfalls should I try to avoid? Or what pitfalls should we try to avoid?
So I feel like a lot of people, when they try to be intentional with their actions, they try to be purposeful with their day-to-day, they don't realize that they're potentially doing those things in the wrong areas. Now, what do I mean by that? You can be very productive. You might be producing the wrong content. So you need to make sure that you are being productive and purposeful and intentional on the type of things that are going to be moving you forward. So you always need to be studying your analytics, looking at your numbers, checking your pulse and the pulse of your audience, of people that are consuming your content, to make sure you're heading in the right direction. If you are, then you keep on moving forward. But if not, you may need a little tweak, a pivot, an adjustment going forward to make sure you stay on that. If you're purposeful, intentional, and you're really making sure that you're keeping your finger on that pulse, you're going to be able to, at a high level, stay in that right direction. Because just picture a plane that takes off from San Francisco going to New York City. That plane is adjusting thousands and thousands of times midair, just a little beep, 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 because the wind and the different altitude they need to get to. And all these different factors are making them adjust as they go forward on that cross-country journey to literally land on a quarter on that airline strip, you know, at LaGuardia Airport, whatever it might be. But guess what? They get there every single time because they're willing to pivot and adjust along the way. So be purposeful with that. Mm-hmm. Know who you're trying to serve and what you're trying to serve personally going forward, and stay true to that. Stay purposeful to that. Stay intentional to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Excellent. So stay purposeful, study analytics, but okay. I'm definitely with you. I'm definitely with you. I think that's,
are you picking up what I'm putting down, brother?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. I love it, Jonathan.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. And John, so originally I was introduced to you by way of Gary V's book. And
crushing
it. This is before I got into podcasting, and I was like, okay, well, this is right when I was at my start of podcasting. Now we're at 150 plus episodes, and I know you've cranked out thousands of episodes.
2,200, baby.
Oh my goodness! And I see every day on YouTube, ooh, JLD's inspirational video for the day. Boom, boom, boom. I'm just curious, just to hear from you. How did you learn to think the way that you began to think, and just how you were rolling out your content? How did you learn to think this way? Or, yeah, I'll stop there. How did you learn to think the way you think?
Boom. It evolved, honestly. Like, you're never going to start day one with all of your ducks in the row. All of the lights are never going to be green. A Martin Luther King quote that I love is that you don't have to see the full staircase to take the first step. Mm. And so that's my biggest piece of advice there, is that I didn't have it all figured out. I didn't know what I was doing when I started, but I just took the first step, and then it was revealed to me. You took the first step, Jonathan, by reading Crushing It. You got to chapter 14, you read about podcasting, and this guy called John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. That sounds like something I could do. And now you're 150 episodes in, which is a massive number, massive number. Getting past the century mark puts you like in the top 1% of all podcasters of all time on a quantity level. It's unbelievable. So that's what you need to do. Take that first step. The next step will be revealed to you. So many people are sitting on the sidelines right now just being like, when I figure out A through Z, when I see the entire staircase, when every single light in the road is green all the way through, then I'll start. Never going to happen. Never, ever, ever gonna happen.
So take the first step.
And guess what? That first step, you might fall on your face. Good. Learn from it. Stand back up, adjust, pivot, tweak, go forward again.
Yeah, because I would say when I first started out, I somewhat took your strategy, but I was rolling out about maybe 3 episodes a week. Well, no, it was more than 3 a week. And then I started to realize I was losing sleep. And I started to realize, like, wait, I have to do this. And then it got to a point where I began to adjust and pivot. And now I'm doing a motivational Monday on Monday mornings. And then on Friday, I release different interview episodes and longer segments.
Perfect. Because you found your rhythm. You found your swing. You've improved your systems, your automations. You've improved all of those things. So now what may have taken you, by the way, you know, weeks to produce 3 episodes now may take you just hours to produce 2 because you've improved every step of the way, and you're going to continue to tweak and adjust and become more efficient at every step of the process. So you might be sitting here 6 months from now being like, dang, I got to add a 3rd episode in now because I got time to do it. I got the systems to do it. I'm going to do it.
Definitely. So John, I'm just curious for the entrepreneur out there, for the individual out there who, because I've talked to a lot of people, there's a lot of people who say that, you know, that they want to start a podcast, and this is going to be a 2-part question. I'm going to give you the first part here. What would you say, or like that you've learned throughout your journey? What would you say maybe like 1 or 2 best practices that you've discovered throughout your journey thus far?
Always. Ask your audience, your fans, your followers, anybody that consumes your content, what is your biggest struggle right now? Ask them that one question. That one question will unlock their obstacles, their challenges, their struggles. And then you, the person that's providing that free, valuable, and consistent content, can create the solutions and offer to them as a product, as a service, as a community, whatever that might be. That is something you need to do. So few people keep their finger on the pulse of their audience, of people that are consuming their content, and it's the biggest mistake they make.
That's good. That's really good. Because I mean, I've been in that state many times. I would just create things, have ideas, and not take into account my audience because I was doing something that I thought would be great. This would be great, John. Just do this. To later realize that I fell on my face, like you said.
That or the alternative, a lot of people are like, John, I don't know what I should create. What product should I create? What service should I create? And I'm like, you don't need to come up with these answers. Pull your audience, ask them. They'll give you the answers when you ask the right questions, which is, what's your biggest struggle right now?
Wow. And that goes in any industry. That's good.
Any industry.
Oh, that's good, John. That's gold. That's gold. Okay, well, and like I said before, definitely want to be respectful of your time. So I have just one final question, because I know there's a lot of people asking me about how to get started on podcasts, and I know that you have a community. Can you please just tell us just a little bit about the community, because I've known friends who have joined your community, and they've told me that they've got a lot of value from your community. Could you tell us about just Podcast Paradise and what?
Sure. Well, thank you for that opening. 6 years ago, I realized there was a need for a premium level community that taught people how to create, launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. So back in 2013, I launched Podcasters Paradise, and we've just continued to make it the best podcasting community in the world. We have every video tutorial you need for all 4 of those stages: the creation, the launching, the growing, the monetizing. Everything you need. We have a Facebook community that is so active with thousands and thousands of people, including myself and Kate, every single day, giving you support, guidance, answering your questions every single day. That's what Podcasters Paradise is all about, helping you do all of those things, the creation, launching, growing, and monetizing of your podcast to get your voice, your message, your mission out to the world. So if you want to learn more, you can check out podcastersparadise.com. But also for people that are just like, you know, I want to just learn a little bit more first before I make an investment in myself. I get it. I have a completely free course, freepodcastcourse.com. I know it's really tricky. freepodcastcourse.com. Go there. It's free. It's amazing. It'll get you the information you need to decide, is podcasting for me? And I'd recommend checking that out, and helping get your voice out to the world is something that we love doing over here. And I hope you do the same.
Excellent. Excellent. And then John, is there anything I didn't ask that I should have?
Nothing. You covered it all, brother.
All right. All right. Well, John, I appreciate you taking the time. Like I told you before, I'm gonna let you go ahead and get to the sun, get to the fun in beautiful Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico in the house. Take care, brother. Thanks.